Since January, the Trump administration has rolled out a slew of anti-LGBTQ plus directives and executive orders. This includes potential barriers to gender-affirming health care and reversing protections for LGBTQ plus students in schools. IPM Student Newsroom's Ayoishi Basu spoke with local drag queen Seduction Carrington about how drag performers help inspire hope during difficult times.
Seduction Carrington has been doing drag in Central Illinois for almost 30 years. She says she loves performing. A video on her social media feed shows Seduction wearing a cape, dancing, and lip-syncing. At one point, she swings the cape around her body, kicks it up, and the crowd goes wild.
I always tell people drag is a summation of all my life's failures. Everything that I wanted to be, drag lets me be. Being born in the 70s, schooling in the 80s and 90s in Decatur, Illinois, some of the things that I wanted to be, that area never really presented those opportunities. Because in those days, career day in grade school and junior high, your typical careers, your doctors, your lawyers, your firefighters. They didn't say being an artist. They didn't say being a choreographer.
The Carrington family is one of the most prominent drag families in Central Illinois. Seduction says a drag family is just like any other family.
Because, you know, family is not necessarily defined by blood, but you have your moms and your dads and your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your nieces and your nephews. And I have a drag granddaughter who is 12, and I have a drag daughter of my own who is 12. And, you know, when you have drag family members that young, you have to be really careful how you introduce them to society. So, because, you know, someone always is going to make it something that it's not. You know, oh, you sicko, you pervert, you da 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 da. We have heterosexual people who identify as heterosexual in the family. Like, my family is diverse. I welcome everybody. We have all races, body types. If you love being on the stage, then, you know, come on, let's rock it.
In this current political climate, Seduction says she's noticed drag and activism coinciding more. She tells me about her drag daughter, Calexis, who lives in St. Louis and directs shows at Rehab Bar and Grill.
And now they have to deal with everything going on. Anheuser-Busch pulling out, backing the St. Louis Pride, has backed them for years.
The company had faced backlash from conservatives for partnering with a transgender influencer, Dylan Mulvaney, in 2023.
So because of Anheuser-Busch pulling out, she's finding different ways to raise money for St. Louis Pride. It probably won't be as big as it was because Anheuser-Busch was a huge, huge sponsor.
The Trump administration has gone to great lengths to eliminate legal protections for LGBTQ people. During a time like this, Seduction says performing drag is more important than ever, as it inspires hope in the queer community.
We have a strong foundation. I think we're, knock on wood, lucky we're in Illinois, which never really ever came out of my mouth before. But I remember seeing an article as soon as Trump announced the things that he was trying to change. Pritzker was like, I'm not adhering to any of that. I will protect the LGBTQ. I will protect minorities, you know. That was comforting to see literally days after his inauguration. I do feel sorry. I've got friends in Tennessee who can't drag and the Carolinas. The thing that most of us are doing, and when I give my speeches at my shows, I just say, you know, wherever there is drag, support it. Your attendance is needed. This is a time to let society know that we are here and we're united. It's a time to let businesses know that we are worth having at your establishment. And, you know, we always have been. But I think consistently our turnouts need to keep going up to make our presence known.
She says she and her drag family will keep showing up and showing out. I'm Ayoishi Basu, IPM News.